Coquitlam City Hall will draft a new bylaw to give more protection to renters. Today, November 25, the city's committee heard how civic staff will use the existing tenant relocation policy as the foundation for a new tenant protection bylaw, as instructed by the province in Bill 16 as part of its sweeping housing reforms. Over the past year, Victoria has enacted new legislation designed to ease the housing crunch across BC. Municipal councils, like Coquitlam, have been critical of the changes, saying the measures ignore local decisions around growth. Under Coquitlam's proposed tenant protection bylaw, the city will have more teeth to enforce tenant assistance policies outside of the rezoning process. Planner Dan Ward said 61% of Coquitlam's purpose-built rental stock is at least 45 years old and 86% of those units are sited within a designated transit-oriented area. That is, close to a SkyTrain station or along a rapid transit route, putting tenants in older apartments at risk of displacement. Besides ensuring their rights and offering more enforcement tools to the city, the proposed bylaw will improve clarity and certainty for tenants and developers, Ward said. In their discussion, councillors referred to a May 2024 presentation by Hanny Lamon, executive vice president of the Cressy Development Group, who argued his company shouldn't have to pay financial compensation to tenants at Sherwood Apartments since their redevelopment bid hasn't received approvals. Specifically, under the planned tenant protection bylaw, city staff intend to adjust the tenant compensation schedule to make sure longer-term tenants receive higher compensation rates they will need in order to find a new home, update moving cost compensation from 2021 rates, where moving assistance is currently $750 for a studio, one bedroom, and $1,000 for units with two or more bedrooms. Clarify tenant eligibility requirements, compensation timing, and payment type. Offer more criteria around tenant relocation coordinators. Ward said a report is expected to come before council next spring to spell out the specific requirements for landowners redeveloping rental properties in the city. At the committee meeting, councillors spoke of the displacements happening around Coquitlam, especially Burquitlam, and how some tenants are complaining about developers not paying up for relocations. However, some councillors also cautioned how the bylaw could pose a disincentive for developers. As a result of the stricter standards proposed, which may be a financial burden for developers, some rental buildings may sit empty for years, they warned. Mayor Richard Stewart said developers should try to keep their rental buildings full until the city has issued a demolition permit. We need to incentivize that. Trish Mandewo also cited an example of a city employee who didn't apply for a promotion over fear he might lose his affordable housing with a higher salary. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with Arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.